Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards third. Boyer catches it and throws to first to double up Freehan. two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Euler reaches second base with a double. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 1 in the game. AG strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball towards left. Horton catches it and throws to home to double up McCraw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball towards center. Landa settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Landis. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Pete Ward pinch hits for Don McMahon. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Horland moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Ken Berry pinch runs for Pete Ward. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Horland moves to third. Berry moves to second. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1. White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. John Hiller now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boyer. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Horton takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Lenny Green pinch runs for Willie Horton. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Freehan bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to third. Green moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Jim Landis. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is walked intentionally. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ray Euler. Gary Peters now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Gary Peters. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Jim Price pinch hits for John Hiller. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.